boys today, or?
Got nothing to ask.
Good.
There's a little bit going on. Not much of it is really positive, unfortunately. There's obviously some areas of our game that need significant work, and they're probably the areas that a few years ago were our heart and soul. It's what we really based our game on, and in particular our defence, but the way we're all defending at the moment is completely unacceptable, and it's a huge area that we need to work on over the next few days and going into the rest of the season.
Is it a mental application, Hamish?
Yeah, a little bit is a mental thing. I think when the game's going against us, we've got too many players, and unfortunately it's led mostly by senior players that go into themselves. They don't think about the game the way they should. They don't make really smart decisions, and I'm talking about myself as well. We just sort of get lost in the game a bit, and before we know it, the opposition's kick 5, 6, 7 goals, and the game's all over. So yeah, it's just one that we've constantly got to be on top of. In this game, if you switch off for 5 or 10 minutes, the game can get away from you. And unfortunately for us at the moment, mentally we're not staying in the game for anywhere near as long as what we need to.
What's the mood like?
Oh, look, we're incredibly disappointed this morning. And that's everyone. That's the guys that played, the coaching staff, and even the guys that didn't play are really disappointed, almost embarrassed about the way we went about it yesterday. We understand that we really need to learn some valuable lessons from the game, but we've just as quickly got to focus on the task at hand on Saturday night against Geelong.
How do you turn it around, Hamish? 6-day turnaround. You know, it was obviously unacceptable by your own words. How do you then get it right?
Look, in these situations, and in any situation where improvement is required, and tweaking of a game plan or a changing of game plan, there's the only way you can sort of improve or change anything is a training. So we've got a couple of days now to sort of recover from yesterday's performance, and then Wednesday night we'll train at Adelaide Oval. The intensity will need to be as high as it's ever been, and the things that we'll need to focus on that we take out from the game, we'll concentrate on heavily at training on Wednesday night, and that's as much as you can do.
Is it frustrating just because you know what you are capable of? Is that the major reason?
Yeah, I think that's one aspect to it as to why it's so disappointing, I guess, and that's from the outside point of view. The fans and members. That's certainly what they're most frustrated about, is that we're capable of playing really good footy. But like I said earlier, the things that we based our game on, solely a couple of years ago, in terms of our defence, is almost it's almost been thrown out the window. It's the and whether it's because other things have sort of reared their heads from time to time, and we're focusing on other things that perhaps aren't as important. The defensive part of our game has just really let us down recently.
Hamish Botman, by all reports after the game, Ken had you away for a fair meeting. In that time, is he the only one doing the talking, or are the players sort of coming up with answers as to what's going on? And do you think there's a real belief that you can turn around quickly?
Yeah, so we're in the rooms in the meeting room for probably a good half an hour yesterday after the game. Kenny did a majority of the talking, but different people spoke up from time to time to sort of say what they thought and what was on their minds. And that was a few of the players, a couple of the assistant coaches as well. So, yeah, it's hard to sort of get a gauge on the game immediately afterwards. You really need to review the tape to understand exactly what went wrong. But some guys had some things on their mind which they expressed. So that's what you got to do. You just got to be super honest. Give an assessment of where you're at as a group and where you are individually.
Do you think there's a genuine belief amongst the players that it can turn quickly?
Yeah. So we showed last year that we weren't playing our best footy at all throughout the sort of mid to later stages of last year. But then there was a change of emphasis, a change of mindset, and you know we ended up finishing off the season really well. So we know that we're capable of playing good footy. Guys need to hold each other accountable on the field and off the field, keep each other really mentally switched on throughout the whole entire game, and change the focus to defending the ball first rather than sort of maybe running into a position where you're going to get the ball. So there's a little shift in mindset there as well.
You mentioned mentally. Is there physically, it almost looks like at times the opposition, I know that they're a young, quick side, but it looked like they were faster than you. Their ball movement was faster, the players were running faster. Did it feel like that out there?
Yeah, look, that was a similar comment to what Kane Corns made last night as well at the airport. He just said you guys just looked, you know, really slow out there and looked like you were sort of second guessing yourselves. And I guess that's what happens. Well, that's what it sort of looks like when a team's really dominant against you, is that you do look slow and second rate. But you know, our running numbers again would suggest that we did as much high speed and zone six sort of sprinting as what we normally would, but probably in the wrong areas of the ground. You know, we're chasing us a lot and, you know, cooking ourselves that way instead of running with the footy and taking the game on. And look, GWS played a really good game. We sort of helped them out, I suppose, in some ways with the way we played, but they're a really exciting team. They've set up structurally really, really well around the footy. Got some really skillful players that use the ball well and take the game on. So full credit to GWS, but we didn't do ourselves any favours.
Coach, you pointed it was a disgrace and questions are going to be asked. Now, I know you said you're going to be honest with all the players and review it and stuff, but to hear criticism like that, does that just add an extra level of pressure? Do you even feel that pressure when he does something like that?
Koshy will ask questions to the people that he needs to, and he hasn't spoken to us as a playing group. But we know the pressure and the expectation that is placed on us just purely from playing for this football club. Like, you know, you get people on social media that remind you constantly, you know, this is who you're representing, this is who you're playing for. When you play for the Port Adelaide Footy Club, you can't play like you did yesterday. It's constantly getting reminders about that, and as players of the Port Adelaide Footy Club, we've got to just live up to the expectations that are, and that's from Koshy and the board members, it's from ourselves and it's from the guys from outside. It's just the pressures and the expectations that we face.
Do you expect sweeping changes at the selection table, or do you back
at those blocks? It's certainly I haven't had a discussion with Kenny myself, but I'd expect there'd be a couple of changes. There's some guys playing some pretty good footy in the SANFL at the moment. Kane Mitchell probably would have put his hand up had he not been suspended, but Butch has played pretty well the last couple of weeks, and you know, Sammy Calhoun, Cam O'Shea, these guys are playing some solid footy, so we'll wait and see at the end of the week.
You talked about mental and decision making, included yourself in that.
Yep.
What was it for you out on the ground? Did you look and say, damn, I've gone the wrong way again, I need to be doing this, or was it just a case of throwing your head back and not running when you should? They're just saying, oh, here we go again, sort of.
So there's a few different sort of scenarios in terms of your decision making and your staying mentally switched on in the game. When we're playing our best footy defensively, as soon as the ball's turned over, the mindset of from offense offensive mindset to a defensive mindset is instinctive and it's instant. Whereas on the weekend we were taking 4 or 5 seconds to react in that headspace, and GWS take the ball from one end of the ground to the other in that time. So there's things like that. There's, you know, that GWS was sort of doing a few things around stoppage, you know, sending players in and guys were spitting out, and it's just being aware and having the mental, you know, mindset and capacity to sort of look around and be aware of those guys that are coming out of stoppage and not just being solely focused on your man. Just little things like that, that we can help ourselves and help each other. I think we can be the eyes of our teammates a bit better than what we have been recently.
Is that talk been down? You know, that eyes of your teammates stuff, is that talk been down out there that you didn't feel as if it was...
Yeah, I guess the discussion that a couple of us guys have had, and Boki sort of mentioned it to the playing group, is that it felt really lonely out there. And it felt similar to a game that we played last year against the Bulldogs at the Etihad Stadium, that you just feel like you're playing your own game and that you've got no real support from the guys around you, and that's a shocking place to be in a team sport. It's, you're not going to go anywhere if you're in that frame of mind, and the quicker we can get ourselves out of that, the better off we'll be. And I feel it's a pretty simple thing to sort of get a hold of and get on top of.
What do you make of Charlie and Robbie's incidents at
the ball? Yeah, we had a quick discussion about that, and the boys understand that, and you know, I've been in their shoes before, that when you get frustrated out on the field, it's very easy to take it out on your opponent, but you just got to think bigger than that, and you got to think about the team rather than yourself in those types of situations. So look, we'll wait and see what happens with those guys. I think the MRP sort of leans towards fines in those types of situations these days, whereas a couple of years ago you might have gotten a week for it. So hopefully the boys just get away with a fine and we'll be right to go for the weekend.
Dressing down from leadership group, perhaps?
Yeah. Now, these guys, their understanding of what they've done wrong, we spoke to them in the team meeting, got brought up, it got shown in front of the entire group, and they were told that it wasn't good enough. So they've been put on notice, and probably Big Dicko's the one that's got a bit of a fuse, I think. So we've just got to keep on top of him, and he's got to make sure he's making the right decisions for the team rather than himself.
Thanks,
all good? Good on you, boys. Now I've got to put up with Giles and Louie later on.
Say a little prayer for me.
Cameras are off then, mate.
Quite interesting, yeah. Honestly, it's fantastic.